Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is the active exploitation of a critical authentication bypass vulnerability in Microsoft SharePoint, tracked as CVE-2026-554. IT and platform operations teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should apply the July 2008-06 Patch Tuesday updates immediately. At number 2, Fortinet has patched authentication flaws in FortiWeb and FortiManager that could allow attackers to impersonate any FortiGate appliance. IT and platform operations teams and cloud security and platform teams are urged to update to the latest patched versions. Next, at number 3, a massive 153-gigabyte archive of stolen credentials from the Light LLM supply chain attack has surfaced, impacting corporate domains like Cisco and Salesforce. SOC, cloud security, and identity and access management teams should rotate all cloud keys and CI/CD secrets if Light LLM was used in their environment. Number 4 involves the City Forum campaign, which is exfiltrating data from Salesforce Experience Cloud and ServiceNow customer portals via unauthenticated guest access. Cloud security and SOC teams should review guest access permissions and public sharing settings on these platforms. At number 5, attackers are attempting to exploit a critical flaw in Adobe Commerce and Magento that could lead to customer account hijacking. Application security and IT operations teams must apply the security patches for CVE-2026-71362. Number 6 reports that severe vulnerabilities in a browser extension have compromised Belgium's electronic ID system, allowing remote code execution on citizen accounts. This is a critical development for identity and application security teams to monitor. At number 7, Wireshark version 4.6.8 has been released to fix 28 security bugs, including 9 that trigger when opening saved capture files. SOC and IT operations teams should update their Wireshark installations immediately. Number 8 highlights the Jewelbug APT group, which is using a single web panel for both state espionage and cryptocurrency theft. Security leaders and SOC teams should be aware of this hybrid threat actor pattern. At number 9, Cisco Talos has uncovered the JWR phishing framework designed to spoof major payment and shopping platforms. This is a significant risk for consumers and SOC teams monitoring credential theft. Finally, at number 10, Cloudflare reports that DDoS attacks have hit record scales, with campaigns exceeding 1 terabit per second becoming more common. IT operations and cloud security teams should account for these hypervolumetric trends in their defense planning. That's your briefing for today.